This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Ah, Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A lot of stuff got put up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page already today. Everything we talk about on the show, like any trailers and just interesting stuff and a lot of lists this time of year. It all goes up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's the perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show. If you're having that argument at your house, what are you watching now? I want to watch Severance. I want to watch something other than Severance. I don't even know what I want to watch. I don't know. TV, there's too much. Just go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because we have all the trailers up there. You're sure to find something that the whole family will enjoy.
408 says Survivor was 2 hours and there were two tribal councils.
Oh, they fully went.
They whittle it all down, and then it's the finale, which is next week. Mm-hmm. They're going to somehow stretch out an hour and a half.
They'll be able to do that because of the way that they get it down to. They have a challenge that gets it down to three. No, it gets it down to four. And then they pick one person to come with them and the other two have to make fire. Like, there's a lot of stuff
that I miss.
That happens now. There's a lot. And then they always do that stupid retrospective
where
I'm like, I am not watching this. Ba-doop-ba-doop-ba-doop. TiVo isn't part of
the old one
anymore,
used to do that where they'd walk up to a stick with a photo on it.
Yes.
Remember that? And be like, Oh,
and then like all memory stuff. Let's chat
Frank
about him. And then here's a montage of crap that guy did to get himself thrown off the show.
I know you're going for, you know, you got to fill some tire time and ad time, but no,
well,
I already watched all that.
To the gravity of the show.
No, it doesn't.
Reminds you of all the journey that you've been on.
925 says, we started having a 1 p.m. meeting at work. Every time someone mentions it, I laugh a little inside.
It's
and
1
think
o'clock.
Of Vinny.
What is the backstory there, real just quickly?
The backstory is that every day at 1 o'clock, Vinny gets himself.
It
and
wasn't
so
really that
it is.
Specific. It just worked out to be by the time I get home from my commute and have something to eat and, you know.
Now
you
finished what you have to do.
I
now
think
you're
that
bored.
Is my schedule as well.
Oh, great. This is wonderful.
1 o'clock.
About
it times out. Yeah, doesn't it?
So it absolutely times out.
Somewhere in the stuff, there is a thing, because it's Rebecca Corral saying, you know, it's dun, 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 dun,
it's 1 o'clock.
I'll
and
find
we've
it.
Been using it forever.
For years.
Okay.
I mean, we might have to get, I don't know if we have it anymore, so we might have to get some new person, but they definitely do that top
through
of the hour.
Yeah.
I can tell you that we've been using it for so long. Not only are people snickering at work when someone says 1 o'clock meeting, but I haven't been on that set schedule since I had the first kid, and we're talking about 11 years.
Yes.
She's 11. How's that possible?
I've taken the mantle up for you, sir.
Good. Thank you.
Wonderful. Great to know.
It's funny because I have a, not funny that a marriage ended, but I have a friend whose marriage ended and he also has gone, I don't have to, right here in the living room.
Just cast that up to the big screen.
Like, I'm living like you. I'm like, I'm not, I'm living like you used to live now. There's no living room.
Yeah.
It's behind a locked door with the bathroom fan on.
Yeah. Well, if you do have that little apartment, so you could
go
and just, you know, spread out.
That's why you have it.
That's exactly why.
It's your spank pad.
It does end up being... I need to not say this into a mic. Anyway, what's... trash me.
Oh, my God.
Vinny's spank pad.
Okay.
The neighbors are going to be like, oh, hey, it's 1 o'clock. I don't know. Don't do that.
No, it's good. Today's gingerbread house day. Enjoy that if you make those. That's fun. I mean, I've made a million gingerbread houses in my lifetime.
Do you eat them, though? Because they're kind of terrible.
No, you don't eat them. Oh. I don't eat them. My kids would eat them, though. They loved making those.
Edie got gingerbread men on her frozen yogurt last night.
Oh, fun.
And likes them, I guess, because it sounds like you don't like them.
I do like gingerbread. I love gingerbread. I love gingerbread cookies. I like ginger snaps. The gingerbread house, though, has that. It's like a really sticky, I think they call it like royal icing, or there's some kind of icing that also is glue.
Oh.
It kind of glues it together, and then you glue all your little candies on and stuff. I used to just buy kits. Some people go all out and make the house parts by themselves, but I would buy kits so that the kids could each have one, and we'd have like a party and all my girlfriends and their kids, and it was super domestic. There was no, it's 1 o'clock on that day. I'm like, oh my God, it's clean up o'clock. Yikes. Anyway, I do love gingerbread houses. I'm so relieved that that's not part of my life anymore, though. Someday maybe I'll have grandkids. Doubt it, though. Which is sad. This story is, this is for Maddie.
Oh.
But also kind of for Vinny, because I think, I have a feeling our heads are going to get taken off here. There is a guy, he's an NFL star, and his name is Xavier Leggett.
Are you sure you're saying that right? Because I've never heard this guy, and I
thought it was, might be Leggett.
He says people should pronounce his name with two E's.
Oh.
Leggett. I looked it up because I'm like, is it Leggett? Is it Leggett?
I don't know this guy. Spaghetti. Who's he play for?
He is a Carolina Panther.
Oh, well, that's why.
He's a wide receiver.
They're the worst team in the league, or one of them.
And his name is Xavier Leggett.
Okay.
And he is on somebody's podcast and yapping away, and people are like, what's something that you guys do for a family tradition that's kind of uncommon? And he was like, they were like, you know, what's something weird that you like to eat? And like, what's a weird Thanksgiving tradition? And he says, I eat raccoon. And everyone went, you what? What do you mean raccoon? Like the raccoon you see in a trash can, the trash panda. And they, so everybody on this podcast is like, they're super confused. And
let me help.
Okay,
here.
Go ahead.
What he means is there are special raccoons, expensive high-end raccoon that is used for their meat.
Let's fact
check
that.
It's a delicacy.
I have a little quote here for you.
It's, oh God.
Here it is.
No, not at all.
Leggett says, I hunt it, I kill it, I skin it, I cook them, eat them, all of that.
Yeah, we do.
All my people do hunting and all that. My cousin's the one that killed it and came over and was like, come on, we got raccoon.
Yeah, you hunt raccoons with dogs.
It's got its own touch, Leggett goes on. You know, everybody says it still tastes like chicken, but raccoon's got its own touch, though. Everyone on this show is like, interesting, never heard of that. And he's like, he eats everything. He was like, he eats the squirrels, the rabbits, all the forest creatures, mm-hmm. You know.
Tasty stuff.
Yeah. He says all the little S that runs around in the forest. Yes, he's out there. So I was like, okay, where's this guy from? He's from a town called Mullins, a small town in rural South Carolina. Mullins, where apparently raccoon's on the menu. Raccoon, it's what's for dinner. So have you eaten raccoon? This is my question to you, Maddie. Two questions.
Yeah,
have
wait, you? How was this for me? This wasn't for me.
Because I knew that it would horrify you.
Yeah,
I think deep down, you actually enjoy being horrified. Yeah, I know you're going to resist and say
I'm
you don't.
I'm fighting,
but
making my, like, barfing right now. Mm-hmm. Just so you know.
No,
go on.
You're
ask
doing
Maddie.
Really
yeah.
well.
Well, I'm not going to make it, just so you know.
So coon hunting is very popular where I grew up.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you should say that.
No. Well, raccoon hunting, but that's the term.
Let's keep it raccoon hunting,
people
please.
Use. And you use dogs, you know, red, blue ticks and hound dogs and things like that. And I have never gone hunting for them because I'm It's just not my, I don't dig hunting with dogs.
There's
just,
to me, raccoons are too like, cute to hunt.
Oh, they're awful animals.
I know they are, and I'm very scared of them, but also they're so damn cute. Like they're the cutest of the rodent family, aren't they?
And I have tasted it before,
yeah.
And it is not good. I wouldn't.
It's, well, you said it has a special touch.
The special touch is it's gross.
What was gross about it? Are you
greasy.
Sure?
It's greasy. Mm-hmm. It's real dark. It's okay. Pungent. All right,
let's not. That was my bad. That's my bad. That's on me. Vinice, don't put your finger down your throat.
I'm like squirrel.
Oh, that's
which
what
is
I
delicious.
Did. It wasn't the greasy meat that he.
Okay. Anyway, you know, Christmas. What's
I
for
don't,
dinner?
I don't.
Now you
know.
Do now. Now you know.
For comparison, it's a little more like a bear meat okay. than it would be like a deer.
To, I didn't need a any more comparisons. But you know what? It is my own fault, so I guess I should.
You know, just for the record, I'd just like to say that even on a well-cooked turkey.
Yes.
You know, like some high-end, nice piece of meat you buy and you make for Thanksgiving or Christmas. Even when it gets to the dark meat, I'm like, there's googlies and it's down underneath the bird. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And so I can't. That's just so you know, like I can't even do the dark meat on a turkey, much less.
Wow, really?
And of course, Christina loves that and is like, that's the best part.
It is.
Great.
Dark meat is the
way
best.
More for me. And I'm like, yeah, no fighting here.
Mm.
The end.
Scrody. Is it the end?
Yeah, it is. It's yeah. Grody. I can't do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they're animals the whole time.
Maddie just said raccoon is gross.
No, I'm talking about all the animal bits. It's like, it is funny how selectively we're like, well, I'll eat that, but I definitely would never eat that. You know, we're like,
well,
it's
yeah.
all sort of what you grow up on. You know, you get used to certain things. Like you eat squirrel all the time, right?
Yeah. And like, I love sweetbreads, which are
brains.
No, the
what else are
the,
they?
The glands.
Yeah, what also. Glands?
The thyroid
okay,
gland.
I don't, you know you what? I don't want to know. Never mind. Sorry.
Celebrity trash that doesn't involve
all right,
hunting
sure.
down Here's, a yep. raccoon from a trash can and eating it. You know that's where they hang.
Yeah, so that's why they're called trash pandas.
But you want ones from the woods because they eat better food.
Oh.
Oh, see, please. Everybody knows I hang out on the fringes of suburbia. Wait, just waiting for you to put your trash out.
Ugh.
Okay, right. Just a couple of funny things from social media. These are both up on the Facebook page. I was laughing so hard at the... So Usher's doing a concert. And I don't know where the lady gets. I guess she plucks it out of her drink or whatever. She's mouthing the cherry. It's on a stem, and she's doing some stuff with the cherry. Save that part. So here now you're looking at the back of Usher's head as she's doing all this stuff to the cherry, and then you think, oh, what could his face possibly look like? And that's what it looked like. He's got a look on his face like. Should someone save me from this? Should I be here? Does she know I have herpes?
Well, I don't think he was thinking that, but he
well, that's what
she
I was thinking. Every
very
time I see him,
seductively.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, fully.
She
yeah.
was showing him her skills. Like, you want this, don't you?
She has to bend way down to get her face in front of his, though. It's kind of like he's trying to just exist in that space, and she's all like, I'm going to put my tongue in this cherry in front of your face. And there's no place you
well,
can go.
Well, then she gets under the cherry yeah. and then starts getting it from underneath.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
That's
no,
the
she's
suggestive.
Fully, that's
where you start going, that looks like something.
Going to explode. That's a hot yeah. cherry. Anyway, the look on his face is priceless. And I personally recommend this. Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and see
and
what's
watch.
Going on and watch this. Elf on a Shelf. Do you guys do Elf on a Shelf at your house?
No.
All right, well, that's a thing where, you know, the elf sneaks around and you never know where it's going to be, I guess. I don't really know. It's kind of missed me and my kids. But this year, we've got Snoop on the stoop or Martha on the mantle. I don't know why I am so damn charmed by these two.
I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell me.
And I think it goes for Martha, too, but it definitely is what I appreciate in Snoop. Snoop is 100% Snoop at all times.
Yes.
And that is the beauty of him.
He doesn't have to be anything else.
There is just, it's just all him It's all his style and personality at all times. You don't feel him putting on an act.
Right.
It's just how he is.
He allows himself to have really honest reactions in most situations. Like, that's what I thought was part of the charm all along and really was highlighted at the Olympics. Like, he's just willing to let whatever's happening around him happen. He observes and comments, and he's funny without even trying.
And if you had asked me, you know, about Martha Stewart 20 years ago, I would have said she's just a big giant phony. So why am I saying different now? Because the truth is, she's got this etiquette idea and these things that she thinks are the way things should be done.
Martha
and
Stewart
yet
living.
She's still very much herself.
Yes.
I think.
She does seem to be large and in charge. You know, the thing that I really like about them together is, and it's not that they're always together, but the first time they started really hanging out was that show where they would have like a cook-off. She was like, I'm going to make chicken wings, you make chicken wings, and then we'll blind taste test. And they would always start with like a cocktail. Like, oh, here's today's craft cocktail, and here you go, Snoop. I hope that you enjoy it. But they're looking at each other with this whole Snoop on the stoop or Martha on the mantle. Their little boxes. They look like over-large lifesaver candy storybooks where there's the packaging and then there's sort of an openable flap where you can see what's inside this box. And they're exactly what you think, little dolls of them that you put around your house or what have you. But they look at each other with really friendship in their eyes. They laugh at what the other person says. They're really having a very, this is not planned out. They're not reading off a script. I just really find them to be super charming.
I think he comes off genuine. I think that's my point.
Yeah. And they definitely,
and there's something
they're
cool
selling
about
you those. There's no question.
And I think most people aspire to that.
Yes.
And can't get anywhere near it, by the way,
yeah,
because of social norms and
pressures that,
from all sides.
We are all Snoop Dogg, you know, that guy is just like, who I am is my job all the time. What's his name? Calvin Broaddus?
He's doing T-Mobile ads right now, and he's like, that's like peanut butter on jelly on gold. Oh.
Did you just make that up? Because that sounds expensive.
Like, what in the heck?
Calvin Broaddus Jr.
Oh, I didn't get the junior. Anyway, I put both of those up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So the usher's expression, watching a woman make tongue love to a cherry. Can I say that? And Snoop on the stoop or Martha on the mantle, their alternative to off on a shelf. So, and as Snoop says, they don't work without each other. Can't just have one without the other. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Billy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Where is the love Da love, da love. I love that song. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, contests, and our full show podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com. Oh, my God. That's the wrong thing. Hold on. There we go. My apologies.
Good morning, everybody.
Thanks. Jesus. It's like I can't. You're in manual. You're in automatic. It's, you got the wrong button. Let's try it again.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill. Sweet. Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Jack's. If I may, before we get started, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, thank you, Vinny. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas to you as well. And whatever holiday you celebrate.
Yes, all of them.
Merry to you, too. Right. The rain hit hard overnight where I live.
Yeah, me too.
And I wasn't even expecting it to be that bad in the South Bay.
Right.
But so you felt it as well.
You know what's crazy? I woke me up in the middle of the night. So I was like, oh, it's on. And then I got up. I was up at 3 and it's pouring out and I'm just, you know, bummed out. And oh, no, I hate driving in the rain and blah, blah, blah. And then so I was going to leave at 4, give myself some extra minutes to get to work on time. Take it easy. Go real slow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I about 1 minute before I left, it just stopped raining. I was like, this is wonderful. So I didn't even put my rain jacket on. I was like, it's not raining anymore. I'm just going to put my regular old jacket on.
Oh.
Ran to the car. Didn't rain on my way. I had to use my windshield wiper because it's wet on the. It was wet down there.
Yeah, it is wet.
So, you know, there's some kick up from the other cars and stuff.
Well, the rain is here and it's going to be on and off over the next through Tuesday, depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
Okay. So
all
right. There's that.
Well, we need it, Vinny. Mm-hmm. We should be so grateful for it. Give us all the rain.
The first story I teased you with, and I know this is not about the Niners, but we are Western New England by association.
Thank you for saying that. That's very nice of you. I do feel like New England is, will always have a special home place with me, but obviously my kids grew up here. Thank you for saying that.
We've also become far West Virginia.
Yes, we have.
By association as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Far West Pennsylvania as well. I mean, you know, your parents live there. You spent some time there. You and I met in Philadelphia.
Well, that's true. Yes.
You know, we've got some ties. We have some East Coast ties, Vin.
Yeah. So anyway, when I saw this story the first time, I thought, what did this guy do? Bill Belichick is, he's the former coach of the New England Patriots and is by many considered the greatest coach in the history of the NFL. Now, that's debatable,
with
obviously.
The youngest girlfriend.
But he's got definitely the most Super Bowls.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the most wins by like a dozen games.
Oh.
So Don Shula has the record and has, retired and also went to heaven. So there's that. There's no.
You hope.
He's not coming back.
Right.
Put it that way. So here's Bill Belichick, who finds himself out of a gig.
Yeah. 12 shy of the record.
Like, or whatever it is, you know, dozen, two dozen, something like that. And it's perfectly attainable record. And this guy's a historian. People will all say Bill Belichick grew up with his dad, like on the sidelines. His dad was a coach. He grew up with that. He's been coaching since he was a boy.
Mm.
And he's now 72.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows that record and probably wanted it. But no one's hiring him.
Mm.
So I don't know what he did. I don't know if you have to ask John, like, what did this guy do that has NFL teams not hiring him? But the announcement this morning, which is the big news, Bill Belichick has decided to take a job coaching a college ball team.
Oh, so he just wants to stay in it. Maybe it's a money thing. Is that possible?
No, it's not a money thing. It can't be. No. The North Carolina Tar Heels football program has just hired its next head coach and its former New England Patriots coach, Bill Belichick.
Hmm.
He's a legend. And he's going to a football program that is meh.
Yeah. That's
meh.
I've heard of him.
we just hired a new coach, so we were looking for a coach.
Talking about the Mountaineers?
The Mountaineers.
When you say West Virginia team? Okay, got it.
We're extra West Virginia if you don't know, so this is an important topic.
He didn't even make our short list.
Why?
Well, here's the thing. NFL coaches, it's a whole different world coaching college. And I can say this from teaching college students. They've changed a lot. This hard-nosed yelling and all that stuff doesn't work with these kids.
Yeah, well, that's going to be tough for Belichick because he is that guy. You work. You put in the work.
Well, many people feel like because of the changes in college football where you can now get in what they call the transfer portal and leave the school you've committed to and go to another.
NIL money.
And then the money that they're now able to make.
Yeah.
They have a whole other department now They have a whole other department now that will run recruiting and all of the stuff where now Bill Belichick won't have to do that. So
right.
I can see
but
why.
But might still want to.
I don't think he does. You can imagine Bill Belichick in a 17-year-old's bedroom sitting on his desk, in his beanbag.
You go get me that guy. You go sit on the beanbag in the 17-year-old's
That's what's going to happen. So anyway, I realize we're not a sports station, but I thought the greatest coach of all time just took a job at a meh football program. Yeah.
Well, maybe he's hoping that that's something he can turn around.
I'm sure he is.
Prove himself and then get another NFL job.
Prove himself.
Right. Like, I really think
that guy trips over his Super Bowl trophies.
Yeah, but people have said, because when Tom Brady left, and by the way, took other star players with him, that he...
Oh, bitter much.
Totally. Oh my God, so bitter. I hate Tom Brady because of that. Like, Tom Brady, I loved him for years and years, and he effed over Belichick in my humble opinion. Look, I don't have to have an opinion about this, but I live with a guy who has a massive opinion about this.
Mm.
So I feel like he has something to prove, because after Tommy left and went on and did win another Super Bowl, he didn't.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick didn't. He was that was a rebuilding phase if there ever was one. Hi, the whole team just left. Let's put a new team together.
Well, the world will be watching as what many consider the greatest coach in the history of the NFL, with whatever it is, six Super Bowl wins.
I thought it was like seven.
No, Tommy has seven.
Oh, right. Are you sure? I thought
Billy has
eight. All right, whatever. He's got a lot. Between the two of them, they have the most.
Yeah, he's got six. Anyway, the bottom line is it'll be interesting to see if he turns this program into something that is forevermore to be reckoned with.
Or if he just fades away and becomes a guy who lives in a college town and does the best job he can.
So Billy has eight Super Bowl victories because he has two as an assistant as well as...
Oh, with the Giants.
With the Giants. So he's... Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Okay, this next story...
Billy.
Is kind of fun because... In general, at first, I saw it and I had a snap judgment. And
do you have your gavel ready? Are you going to...
Well, no, because then I thought about it and I went, what are you talking about? Okay. So here's the story. In a new poll, 14% of people say they have successfully crashed a party or event without a host's invitation or permission. And I thought, I would never, ever go someplace where I'm not invited. I don't go places where I am invited. But
haven't you ever been in a hotel though, and there's like there's an event going on, and you look, and everyone looks, you seem to be pretty much dressed for it, and you go in, and you just like, oh, let's see if there's any food or
no.
Oh man, I crashed a prom once.
Oh really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
My 30s. It was a few of us, and we were
here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I think so. It was at a hotel, and we had some event.
You're probably with Hooman.
And we were drinking, and there was a prom, and we went in, and it was all good until one of my friends started to really hit on one of the teachers, and then...
Oh, and then thank God it was one of the teachers, though.
Yeah. We had our own little dance circle going. We were not mixing with the kids much, but yeah, do that all...
I wonder if anyone noticed you.
What's that?
I said, yeah, I wonder if anyone noticed you. Did you get thrown out?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, that's the worst that can happen is they throw you out. It's not like they're going to call the cops on you or anything. You just get out of here, loser. old guy at the prom? Come on.
Well, what gave me pause before I got all judgy was we used to go to keg parties twice a week.
Yeah.
Growing up. This
You'd
is in
hear
high school.
About one.
15 years old to 18, every weekend was at least one, if not two, keg parties. And it was because a flyer would get passed around. I'd somehow end up in my hands, and we knew where we were going.
Right.
Four kegs? We're going to El Toro, Tustin.
Whatever Costa town Mesa. This came from.
We're going there.
To a house you don't know anybody
right.
at.
Right. Exactly right. And so I did it all the time. Mm. So me and my, you know, snobbery, I just want to admit to you, I did this forever.
Yeah.
That said, as a grown-up, I never go any place that I'm not invited. Right. I would feel...
Well, I don't want to go any place, period.
Right.
So, you know, if you invite me, stupid. I'm going to go begrudgingly anyway. Oh, geez. All right. Well, I said I'd go, so...
And I've seen... And I give people credit who do this because they want to do something and they ask for an invite. And I think I could never.
Hmm.
Like, I ask for what I want in certain situations, but right. in that situation, I would never be like, I'd like to come to your party. Can you invite me? I would never. I would just feel so awkward asking some. And I never right. really do want to go to someone's party.
Exactly.
But you know what I mean?
I was thinking, I'm like, has there ever been a party I wanted to go to that I wasn't invited to?
But there are people that do want to do these things.
I know.
They want to make
well,
the
look at
scene.
Hooman.
That's
used to,
who I'm talking
yeah,
about.
He needed to be. He was like any listener who said they were going to get my, hey, send me an invitation.
That's who I'm talking about. The whole, I want to come to that. Can you invite me? And I'd be like, who asked people to?
I know. In a way, though, I always felt like, wow, the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it's not a bad thing to be that person who wants to do and experience and interact with and do, you know, do all these things. I feel like maybe it's something wrong with me that I'm not the guy whose calendar is so full of scribbles that it's all around the margins too. Like every hour of every day is accounted for.
The story is about,
are you afraid of being alone?
The story is about holiday parties specifically, okay. because this is the week for holiday parties.
Yes.
This week and next week, yeah. it's going to be in the full biggies, right? force.
Ours is Friday night. See
yeah.
you at Alice in Wonderland, everybody.
Many of us have a holiday party on the calendar that we'd like to get out of going to. But on the flip side, there's a lot of parties that people do want to go to, and they're willing to sneak in, or at least, you know, back to the 14%. They will crash the party they want to go to in an effort to be on the, to make the scene.
Hmm. I wonder if this is like, I would crash a billionaire's party if he, you know, how we heard that some billionaire had like Chris Rock and Keith Urban performing at his party. And that sounds like a, you know, you walk by that hotel ballroom and you go, let's try and sidle our way into that thing. Pretty sure that's Chris Rock up there. The security is probably a little tighter at the billionaire parties, but you know, you got to give it the old college try.
I can't get over that right in the middle of that joke, that guy just walks out.
Finish the joke, man. Maybe that was the joke.
No, I think actually people wrote in and said it's probably a reference to the new president wanting to ship people out of the country.
100%.
Well, I didn't immediately.
Right.
What I thought was, he's a smart guy, I think. Chris
oh my
Rock
God, Chris
is a
Rock,
smart.
Yeah.
I just thought that's a dumb thing to say and stop in the middle of.
Right.
Like, you want to finish that sentence.
Yes.
Then leave.
Right.
But okay.
What didn't he want to get caught on camera? Like, what is
That's
the next
what,
line
the
of
way
it?
You said that story was he was doing a racist joke,
realized that
someone was filming him and walked out. And
right.
I thought, okay, I realize, you know, a lot of white people have taken to being openly racist because they feel like they now have a green light for that.
Right.
But I just didn't expect that from him. Now I, you know, in retrospect, I go, oh, he was probably...
It was just so startling to think that he was in the middle of it and that was the where he quit. And he literally went, I'm out.
Yeah.
And he walked off the stage and was bitching about people filming and recording. So it was just such a stunning thing. But anyway, I would have loved to have snuck into that party and seen that.
Constipated?
No.
Oh.
Are you?
No.
Are you?
No.
Oh, that's good.
A doctor on TikTok is trending after telling constipated people before you go to medicines. I know someone that doesn't smoke. And I was talking to her one time and she mentioned a constipation cigarette. And I was like,
What?
I am forever a smoker since I was one. You know yeah. what I mean? I never heard that term. I don't know what you're talking about. Maddie is nodding furiously over there. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The old constipation cigarette. Is it like an enema or something?
It helps you go.
What, are you talking about like a regular
cigarette? Yeah. So,
so you blow that up the wazoo?
No.
Well, what do you do with it? Why is it called the constipation?
You just smoke it. Okay. And a lot
what
of times.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that. Is it like a special brand? Like, you know. Constable.
You don't sit on the smoke, Sarah. You smoke a cigarette.
I don't know, Vinny. This is the first I'm hearing about the constipation cigarette. I have questions.
You also have no idea.
No, I have no idea.
So it took
idea.
My head clean off because I was just like, wait, so you don't smoke, but you keep some handy
yeah.
in case you're backed up. And then
I have
you
heard
light a ciggy.
Cocaine stipation. Is that like when you are constipated, cocaine will move things along? You never know? Nothing?
Well,
that I've heard of.
I actually really didn't. I'd done the stuff. I admit yeah. I have done cocaine.
Yes.
I did not like it. And I did not like what it did to the people around me. So for me, now that I know it would also maybe give me the trots.
Move things along.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
What if you were constipated?
You
have to decide between a cigarette and cocaine. I think the choice is obvious.
Believe me. A doctor on TikTok is trending after telling constipated people to try mooing like a cow.
Oh, I thought this was going to be about the constipation cigarette. So
no.
Just go moo.
They say, though, and now I'm starting to understand the constipation cigarette.
All right.
It's a variation of a breathing technique that activates your vagus nerve.
Oh, your vagus nerve.
A large nerve that connects your brain to your vital organs. And he said, mooing increases the internal pressure in your body, the breathing that it takes to release a moo, much like squatting does.
Oh.
And it tells your colon.
Yo, to
get
colon.
Yeah!
Get some business to take care of over here.
Yeah!
Yeah, I gotta give you the business.
So, consider Shame. Next time, before you sneak out back and light a cigarette, try mooing first.
You know, the thing about mooing, though, is having heard this story, people will maybe try it. And
can I hear your moo?
I just did it.
I know, I need to hear it again.
Moo!
No, you're better.
Careful, then.
Oh, you think I'm going to poop? I already did.
I don't know.
I already went this
gonna,
morning.
What
I'm
going to cause.
I'm clear. I'm good.
Did you check the room out first? Make sure it was empty? Close the door?
Don't.
I'm just
don't.
Asking.
You
I'm
don't
just wondering.
That.
Yeah. I just feel like if you're going to do the moo, you're going to be, you need to be kind of loud about it. And like, you know, I'm going to also assume a couple of moos. Like most of us live in a house with other people. Not you, Maddie. You can go for it. You can totally moo all you want. Your dog will think you're weird, but other than that. But you know what I mean? Like
the
really, you're in the bathroom mooing again?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, maybe you guys smoke too much. That it no longer has that effect on you guys. It definitely makes you go.
Oh.
I've never heard. I mean, it's not that I've been around.
Yeah.
And I was around. All my friends smoke, too. Every one of us has had to quit. So I don't. It's not something any of us ever talked about. But okay.
Yeah, this is a new one for me.
Hey Vin, says 510. The joke online about Bill Belichick is that he's coaching a college team so his 24-year-old girlfriend can finish getting her college degree.
Oh, that's adorable. His girlfriend is so freaking cute.
Give that texter a drum hit.
Yeah, but don't.
Oh, we don't have that.
No,
anymore?
I do have it somewhere. Hold on, I gotta find it.
Oh,
let me look. Let's see who can find it first. I feel like it's gonna be me.
Oh, 415 has a very interesting. Vin, the contract says that Belichick's son will take over as head coach when Bill retires in 3 years. He's doing it for his boy.
Oh.
That's why he's doing it, they say. That makes perfect sense.
I forgot that his son was
working
with him on the
Patriots. There's a million things you do for your kid, even though you don't want to.
You know.
But I mean, I always want to do all the things for my kids.
Yeah.
I never do them begrudgingly. But you know what I mean. Like, certainly there are people out there.
That was a look. Yeah. No, that's cool. Get him a little experience. Get him to move on up.
Oh, boy.
You know, Jim Harbaugh went from us to college. And that's with great success.
Yes, but he'd come from college too. He was the coach at Stanford, and then he went to
the Niners,
and then he went to Michigan. So he's gone back and forth, but he's also at least 20 years younger than Bill.
Oh yeah, I mean Bill is so elderly,
and he's also not the 6-8 Super Bowl champion win coach, It's crazy that he didn't just go, I'm here for my job at the Dallas Cowboys or wherever he wants, whatever town he wants to live in. You'd think he'd bring his suitcase for the interview. I'm here to take the job.
I'll do it. I know you want me. What do you think Bill Belichick's net worth is? Which I don't know how many kids he has, but I would assume the son will get some of that.
I'm going to say $70 million.
Ding, ding. You don't even get to guess. That's exactly how much this thing is worth. $70 million.
Wow. I am a good guesser.
Today you are particular. In fact, coming up in a minute here, I've got another chance for you to be making some guesses. We're going to play a little game after this. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.